What can I tell you about our next two presenters? Well, nothing. They were here last year. That is my fault. I invited them down, as I recall. I said, come on down, go to the JSAs. They're a whole lot of fun. And, well, they showed up. And they're here again this year to present the same award, the Harry Kramer Award for Outstanding Canadian Comic Book Retailer. Although they were working the floor earlier today, I don't know if you noticed, they're now the subject of their own comic book. And also that fabulous calendar that I believe sold out. There were like two left, right? So I bought them both. I'm speaking, of course, of Ed and Red, Ed the Sock, and Leanna Kay.
Here.
Not coming up.
No, come on. I'm looking stupid. Get up here.
No one thinks you're looking stupid. Any other adjectives.
Do I have to kill you?
All right, look, this wasn't my idea. It was a big mistake, okay?
What they're calling it this year. Last year, it was a full name. This year they said, hey, you want to come present at the JSA, the Joe Schuster Awards.
Well, we mistook it for the comic book. So I'm the Golden Age Flash. Oh. You think finding a hat my size is easy? I challenge you to try.
In all seriousness, we're here to present the Harry Kramer Outstanding Comic Book Retailer Award. And we actually are honoring two stores tonight. We have a first runner-up, an honorable mention from Edmonton, Alberta. It's Happy Harbor Comics. And they've given us sort of what makes their store cool in their own words, but I encourage everyone to check out their site, www.happyharborcomics.com, because you just can't give these stores justice in words. I'm going to focus on the community outreach that a lot of these stores do, because it is absolutely incredible. Happy Harbor did a for-charity 24-hour comic book day event that raised over $600 for Alberta literacy.
They need more than that in Alberta. Hey, I've been there!
They also did a 12-hour comic day raising over $1,000 for Big Brothers and Sisters and published the stories produced that day in a big book. They host a series of comic talks forums which bring in more than 30 creators of mini comics, small press, and professional comic book artists and writers.
You know what that room smells like?
I remember what last year here smelled like, and I'm really trying not to think about that right now.
All right, fine.
Okay. They do monthly comic book jams, and this year they're planning to do something called the 2006 San Diego Land Cruise, which will take up to 40 participants to the San Diego Comic-Con by bus, stopping at noteworthy comic and genre-related sites along the way, filmed by a documentary crew. The owners of the store, Jay and Shauna, help cover up each other's weaknesses. We don't know what that's like. Jay has an excellent knowledge of superhero comics, while Shauna is more involved in the alternative genre comics end of the spectrum. Together, they were sponsors of the first sci-fi fantasy convention in Edmonton in several years. And Jay has appeared frequently in local news media, including numerous newspaper articles and television appearances, promoting comics.
Further to your previous comment, exactly what do you cover up anyway? Because there's not a whole lot that's missing.
Do you have a problem with that?
No, just pointing it out.
Okay. But that was the runner-up. Our winner.
No, wait, the thing about the winner?
Yes.
Is that while we are going to announce the winner, it's possible that after we leave here, it will change when Superboy Prime hits the wall of time, and it changes all continuity.
One never knows. Comic book retailers are the unsung heroes of the comic book industry.
Well, I also serve a lot of unwashed customers, so.
We would not be able to honor artists, writers, cartoonists here tonight if the comic book stores did not get the product into people's hands. They work long hours with very little profit, very little staff, and very few rewards, and it's wonderful to be able to honor the frontline soldiers of the comic book business here tonight. Without further ado, I present the winner of this year's Harry Kramer Outstanding Retailer Award. And I'm just going to say a few words before I announce who they are so you can get a sense of why this store won. One of the first things they said is that they love comics themselves. They've been reading comics for 35 years, selling them for 24. They said you can't sell the stuff if you don't love it. One of the versions of tough love that they practice is running interventions to get people off bad comics and onto good ones. They call it tough love. I've heard it described as the Rob Liefeld 12-step program.
Gotta love those ankles.
They carry the widest and wisest selection of comic and graphic novels, from the biggest mainstream hip to the mini comic made by a local teenager. They claim they're all supporting of their support. They sponsor the annual zine fair held in the fall in their local area. I'm not going to tell you where because that'd give it away. They were recently named to the board of directors for the Word on the Street Literacy Festival to assist in growing the comic and graphic novel representation of the festival. They've contributed graphic novel reviews to CBC's Definitely Not the Opera, and is often called upon by media outlets for information on a variety of pop culture subjects, especially those concerning comics.
And usually the stories start with graphics that are zip, bow, pan. What the hell's the matter with you people? You don't get the reference? The old Batman show, all the comic stories now, they have it out of hell with all of you. I'll put Whaley back up here for 15 minutes. And behave.
Maybe Superboy Prime will hit the wall and make you funny tonight.
You know, there's family people here, so I can't come back.
Back to the store we're honoring. Their free comic book day events are well known in the city. Last year they gave away approximately 16,000 free comics.
You gotta love a retailer that gives things away.
Well, they managed to stay in business, so I guess they're doing okay. And they have several girls on staff in the store.
That's just nasty to do that.
What?
That's not even fair. No wonder they're getting the retailer award. That's brilliant. You can't get a girl into a comic store. They hire them to work there? That's like putting a salt lick there and saying, come on, let the cows in. You can wing just on that.
I'm afraid to keep going.
Don't worry, I'll be good.
The store is designed to make itself non-confrontational and comfortable to comics aficionados and non-comic readers alike. They make the store easy to browse and easy to access. Those who know comics are already your customers. The effort should be made to attract new readers as that grows the whole market. There's a saying out there goes, a rising tide floats all boats.
Yeah, you're floating my boat right now. Who's the winner?
Well, the last note is that the owner is devastatingly handsome, which I thought you'd be very happy to know.
Yeah, I'm thrilled.
All that is a lead up to our winner. The 2006 Harry Kramer Award goes to Strange Adventures Halifax. Purchasing, they were actually the first retailer to approach us about carrying our comics.
That's why we made them win. We just changed the whole thing in the envelope. Screw all of you.
I don't know if we're supposed to say anything. I just wanted to say thanks very much. The staff at our stores is what really makes it great. Everyone works so hard and really enjoys what they do. You were talking about the girls who were in our store. We recently lost one. She became an assistant editor at Dark Horse Comics.
Nice.
And she worked at Robertson, and she'll be running Dark Horse in a couple of years, so you can send her any of your artwork. All the rest of our staff, Mike Drake, Dave Howlett, everyone who works in the stores, they do such a great job. Sean Jordan, who we've sent on to the Silver Snail to help them out. It's a great deal of fun. But I also want to thank everyone who works in comics, because we just love comics and we love sharing the comics, so it's so great that you guys make them, because we love reading them and sharing them with people. The fact we can make money doing that is just a great byproduct. So thanks a lot.